It's back to school time on the North Shore for kids and also for the parents. Joining us now is Melissa Dressley. She volunteers with Cook County Parent Teacher Association, the PTA. Welcome, Melissa. Nice to have you here.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Tell us about Cook County's PTA.
Well, the PTA serves pre-K through 12, and we put on a number of programs that enhance the students' learning experience and supports teachers, as well as provides funding for the media center and classrooms.
So how did you get involved?
I became involved, actually I was recruited by the outgoing Project Fair coordinator when my son was in kindergarten, and I reluctantly took the project on, and I've been doing it for the past 2 or 3 years, and I love it. It's so much fun. It's a great way for me to be involved in the school, and you know, as a parent that works full-time, it's hard to take the time to volunteer, but it's really worth it, and it's a lot of fun.
So who is part of the PTA? Is it all volunteers, or are there board members? How does the PTA work?
Well, the PTA are the teachers and the parents, and you do need to become a member, and it's just a small $5 dues per year. We do have meetings every other month, but you don't actually have to attend the meetings, although we encourage that because you can vote on some of the things that you know, we decide to provide funding and projects for. But some of the really important projects that we do are providing snacks for the MCA tests. So those are the tests that grades 3 through middle school do every year.
What does MCA?
I'm not sure what that means.
Is it a placement testing type thing?
I think it's the standardized tests that the kids have to do.
Okay.
Yeah. So we provide snacks for those days to help reduce the stress of the kids and kind of give them something to look forward to. And it also helps the teachers.
Uh-huh.
We do the Scholastic Book Fair, the Elementary Yearbook, the Parent Lunches. And Parent Lunches are grades K through 5, and the parents are invited to have lunch with their child, and it's a lot of fun. I know the kids really look forward to that. We provide snacks for field trips. We put on the project fair and Teacher Appreciation Week.
Well, it sounds like you've got a full list of stuff. Do you have enough volunteers to accomplish all this?
Well, you know, we actually have some really important needs to fulfill this year.
Okay.
So we overall, you know, we have our board of directors and we have coordinators like myself that take on a project, and then helpers, you know, people that can just come in and help execute these things for an hour or two, or, you know, whatever they have time for. This year, we need a new vice president to serve on our board of directors. We need a number of coordinators. So we need a coordinator to provide the MCA testing snacks. That entails working with the Grand Marais State Bank, who provides some of the funding for that, trying to get volunteers to help distribute the snacks and order the snacks. An important one is a coordinator for the parent lunches. And so somebody that can work with Principal Carmen to set the dates, set up and take down on the days of, and to take pictures. We also need a coordinator for Teacher Appreciation Week, which would be getting donations and scheduling those events like teacher luncheons and stuff like that, just to show some support to the teachers, because it's really important to, for the parents to support the teachers, because they have a really important job. And we also need somebody who can take pictures. This really isn't a coordinator job, but it's an important job. Somebody who can take pictures for the elementary yearbook. So, you know, if you like to take pictures, you know, the PTA has a camera that you can just come in, go to the classrooms, take pictures, go to the field trips. You know, if you are a parent who is in the school, or you're volunteering in the classroom or chaperoning on a field trip, grab that camera and take some pictures, and then we can include them in the yearbook.
Okay, so how would people volunteer for this? Who do they get in contact with if they'd like to help you out?
Well, we are actually participating in the school open house, which is going to be tomorrow from 3:30 to 5. The PTA has a table there with information, and there's going to be some people there that can answer your questions. And we actually have a fun activity planned. So Folks that come in and renew their membership or sign up and then pay their dues can take part in our fun spinning wheel game that we have going on. So you can spin the wheel to win school supplies. So kind of a fun addition there. We also have a Facebook page, ISD 166 PTA on Facebook.
Okay. We're speaking with Melissa Dressley of the Cook County PTA, and they're looking forward, it sounds like, to a really good school year. And the open house orientation is tomorrow from 3:30 to 6:30. Did we cover it all, Melissa? Anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, I think we pretty much covered everything. And I would really want to stress how important it is for people to volunteer on the PTA. Again, it supports the students, it supports the teachers, and even more importantly, if we don't get people to help, we're not going to be able to put these programs on. And that's going to be really sad because, you know, these things are really fun, and yes, the students love them, the teachers love them, and it would be really sad to see these things go away. Volunteering is really fun. It's a great way to be involved in the school, and I know kids love when their mom or dad is involved at the school.
Right. Well, I thank you for coming today, and if you would like to get involved, you can go to the Back to School Open House and Orientation tomorrow from 3:30 to 6:30. Thank you so much, Melissa.
Thank you.